The federal government did not wrongfully detain hundreds of immigrants during Operation Metro Surge in Minnesota. That's according to a ruling from the Federal Court of Appeals today.
Fox 9 investigator Paul Bloom joining us live with the latest on this significant development. And so, Paul, what does that ruling actually mean then?
Kelsey, Karen, this all comes down to how much power does the federal government have when it comes to detaining immigrants inside the United States in places like Minneapolis. Now, during the ICE operations in Minnesota over the winter, federal judges repeatedly found that detainees were illegally held without being granted a bond hearing in immigration court. The judge's orders led to many of those detainees either being immediately released or allowed to post bond in immigration court where they could fight the government's deportation efforts while free from detention. But the Trump administration appealed to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, and today a three-judge panel of the Eighth, consisting of all Republican appointees, ruled 2-1 in favor of the Trump administration, finding that the government does have the authority to detain people without bond, even if they are picked up not near a border and had already been living in the country for several years. Now, the overwhelming majority of the more than 1,000 habeas cases that we reported on, we saw in our district, hinged on this very issue. So top Trump administration officials celebrating the ruling.